Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Gentle reader, welcome to Lady Whistledown's favorite podcast, 1313 Harbor, the podcast.
That is not a good Julie Andrews impression.
It is the best Julie Andrews impression. What do you speak of, my child?
I don't even know.
It started out okay, and then I was like,
You were going for something there.
I was. And then I was like, nope, this doesn't feel right. This voice feels right. hello, I'm Jasmine, and I'm
Queen
here.
Jasmine.
I'm Queen
the
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
The true diamond of the Bridgerton ball, and I'm here with
Jenny Ray. Pantless Jenny Ray. I am wearing pants now.
Yes, she is. And we're going to talk about the Bridgerton experience, the Bridgerton ball experience. I don't know what it's called.
I think it's just Bridgerton experience.
So we just completed the Bridgerton experience. Spoiler, I was not the diamond. But we
I'm
all
so
know
sorry.
We all know who the real diamond is of all the balls. Come on. So we wanted to share with you, gentle reader, some facts about not facts. I can't talk. We're still giddy.
I like how you keep saying gentle reader, but it's like dearest reader.
Well, she always says gentle reader, and then that they changed it to dearest reader and blubbity blue blue.
I want you all to just picture this also. Close your eyes,
gentle reader.
Picture me and Jasmine wearing our crowns, because that is what we're wearing.
Sitting on the floor on my pink shag carpet in our pajamas, wearing our crowns we wore to the Bridgerton ball. It was magical, so there will be no spoilers for the Bridgerton show, but there will be spoilers for the Bridgerton ball. So if you don't want to know about the ball, don't listen. But we will not spoil the TV show.
Although when you hear this, it's going to be long gone from the LA area.
Yeah. So currently the Bridgerton ball is – today is the second to last day. So to give you a little time placement.
Well, then they'll be like, wow.
You recorded
really
this a long time ago.
We have two other episodes that have to come out still.
So we just wrapped up – the LA one should be wrapped up. And the Chicago one should be wrapped up. Mm-hmm. But I believe it is still going on in Montreal – Washington, D.C.
And San Francisco.
San Francisco. We should go to the San Francisco one.
We should.
So, spoilers, we loved it.
Oh, yeah.
So, let us begin our journey. So, originally, I was supposed to go to this event with a friend of the podcast, Cassie of Glimmerwood. But she, for multiple reasons, was unable to go. Mm-hmm. So then she said, why don't you ask Jenny to go? And I was like, perfect. Like, yeah, if I can't go with you, I'd love to go with Jenny.
Yeah.
So I already had bought my entire outfit like months before the ball. You put something together last minute, which ended up probably being much better.
I asked Cassie, I was like, hey, mm-hmm. can I borrow a dress? And so I even went to her house and I picked up a couple dresses. They did not fit, but I did have a backup, and it was just this thrift jacket that I've had that I really like. I had this pearl bustier top.
I love that bustier.
Yes, thank you. Oh. Then I had on some like fishnets that had like nude colored, mm-hmm. but it had little diamonds on them. And I bought off Amazon quick, and I had it shipped to Jasmine's house because, I mean, time. And so it was like a tiara, necklace, earring set.
Situation.
Yes. An earring type situation. What else did I have on?
It looked like you didn't have pants on. And when my mom looked at our picture, she went, oh.
Yeah. I had on some little heels, and then I had on biker shorts, mm-hmm. which I actually – you would have been able to see the biker shorts, but I actually – I rolled them up a bit.
Like, you could tell you had pants on if you're really looking, but it was like a part of the illusion that you weren't wearing pants.
Yes.
It was very Judy Garland and Forget Your Troubles, come on, get happy. It was very that. I wore a as usual, Jenny and I are not going to the same party.
Yeah.
But I will say my gloves and your bustier did go together.
They did.
So Jenny was my date for the evening. And so I wore.
The evening, 3 p.m.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We went to the first show. I remember I was like, Cassie, can we go to the first one, please? And she's like, yeah. they had 3 balls 7 days a week for months. Like, so many diamonds.
Oh, so many. Oh, yeah.
I had my hair. You can go to either of our, what do you call it? Social
Instagrams?
Medias, Instagrams. And you can see our outfits. So I had on a fake hair piece that did not match my hair. That was my bad. I put like little pearls in my hair. I had a replica of Princess Diana's tiara, which I'm currently wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I had
beautiful.
Thank you. I had a replica. Well, I every 10 years I let myself buy, like I get a fancy tiara, and this is my new fancy tiara.
Oh, I just realized you say tiara, not tiara.
Tiara, tiara. I probably go back and forth.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm like married to one of them. So my tiara. And then I bought a replica of Daphne's necklace from season one, like the diamond one that I think the Russian prince gave her. Sorry, that is a spoiler, season one.
I mean, I would hope if you're listening to this, you know something about Bridgerton.
Yeah, it's about season one. I mean, I don't think that's giving anything away. No. Somebody got a necklace.
Yeah.
It's rich people. And then I had on a pink, like a light pink dress from Glimmerwood. It's, if you go to her website, she has a, I think it's called the Midnight Promenade or the Promenade Gown. So imagine that in pink, but with little seashells and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then I had pearl opera gloves that had pearls on them. And people kept saying how much they loved them. I'm like, everything else on my outfit's so much more expensive. You're picking out the gloves and the fan. And then I had a pink feather fan. And then I had... Did I have anything else? I had a, like a period authentic bag.
Like the underclothes. Let's talk about that.
I get very like, I tell Jenny, like I buy, like my mom would know this better than anybody. I'm into a whole fantasy anytime I dress up. Like I have to get into character.
Yeah.
Which means I have to wear as much period authentic undergarments as I can. So I didn't have like the
period
proper
undergarments.
Period, period undergarments. Oh yeah. And I had a marabou feather fan and I had hot pink feathers in my hair and then little pearls. And yeah, and then so I had on Cassie's bloomers from Glimmerwood. I had on just a regular bra because I really wanted to buy the proper like bustiers that they wore, mm-hmm. but it was the cheapest one I could find was $200. And I was like,
for an hour and a half event.
And I was like, if I could think of a way to wear it again, like a corset you'll wear a lot, but that I was like, when am I going to wear that? And then I had on knee socks, like authentic, not knee socks, like thigh highs, like they would wear in the period. Mm-hmm. Technically, they wouldn't have worn underwear. So that was not correct that I was wearing
glimmers. Wait, really?
Yeah, they didn't wear underwear. They just wear thigh highs, yeah, because they just like pop and squat. Yeah, underwear didn't come in fashion until like the 1800s.
Oh my God, I love how I did not know about this. Oh, so it was, okay, because I was going to say, dang, you know, in some of their outfits, like, you know, they're going to take a while to like get, you know, some.
No, they wear, so that time period, Regency, they wore corsets that kind of stopped, like they were like bras, like a sports bra. They stopped under the boobs and they just pushed everything up. And then they just wore like thigh highs and then... You just pop a squat.
I mean, I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of like, just, you know, gonna get a little busy.
I just think of soiled garments. So enough of that. The event was from 3 to 4:30, but they said get half an hour early. We were VIP, very VIP.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting.
Because I don't do anything unless it's the best.
Yes.
That's Jasmine, the best lodge party. So we got to go in a little early. So you walk in. It was at the Millennium Biltmore.
Which is the Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. Pew, pew. That's in downtown Los Angeles. Hate having to get to downtown Los Angeles, but the Millennium Biltmore, beautiful hotel.
Yes, they usually have the Labyrinth Ball there.
Uh-huh. They have Labyrinth Ball. They film a lot of movies. I think they film Mad Men. They have a really beautiful tea room there.
Mm-hmm.
We did not do the tea because we're both picky, and I was like, I don't want to pay $80 for something neither one of us are going to eat.
Yeah, I'd be like, do you have any like little peanut butter sandwiches?
Where am I? Okay, so it's a Millennium Biltmore. So you waited in line, but we are VIP, so our line was very short.
Mm-hmm.
They give you your, what do you call it? Your wristband, but it looks like a dance card. So it's very cool. So it's not like, it doesn't ruin your whole outfit.
Right.
So we go in, you enter through, I think that's wisteria. That's what you call it.
With all the flowers hanging.
It was like these purple dangly flowers. Uh-huh. And then I didn't hear it till later, but there's like sounds of like birds and like nature in there.
Yeah.
So you go in, there's a bar. That was really nice. We got a free drink. We used that for water.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you get a free cocktail. And I was like, can I get a water? And they're like, okay. I should have made them give me two waters.
Yeah.
Like, I want two waters. So then straight ahead of you is that like photo op you see in everyone's pictures where it's like those dangly clear beads.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the lighting was impeccable for all the Photoshop photo ops.
Yeah.
Good job, whoever did the lighting.
Yeah. The person who did the lighting, can you also do the princess?
Yes.
Hall. Princess Hall. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please tell Disney how to do lighting because they don't know how for photo ops. And then So if you've been to Labyrinth Ball, it definitely wasn't like as massive as Labyrinth Ball. Mm-hmm. So it, if you go to the right, it kind of, that was just where you waited in line, but there wasn't anything in there. Then to the, then you could go outside. There was a little nice seating area. There was pretty wisteria hanging on things. They did a good job.
Some AstroTurf.
A lot of AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Jenny being a stripper.
I mean, how could I not? I have no pants on.
Exactly. Everyone was dressed so beautifully too.
Yeah.
And then so to
mainly
the,
ladies.
Yes.
There was about 5% men, if yes. that.
And they pretty much all looked like they were dragged there, except the one guy who was like talking to us. I was like, oh, you dragged your spouse here, or you dragged your partner here. Yeah. Like you're the one who's into this. He looked like Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Not like the, but like the outfit.
Yes.
He didn't have like Beast makeup on. So then to the left was the Queen's Court. So that's where you could take the portrait. That's the first thing we did, was we did the portrait and we look awful.
Oh my gosh. Well, you look better than I do.
I found
for
the light.
Me, yeah. I was like, what am I looking at? This is embarrassing.
If you're over 25, you can't do those, like, you know, those filters you put on where they like do lines on your face like it's a sketch. You can't do that over the age of 25 because it highlights things.
Bad. I'm like, I know that I have kind of a crinkly neck sometimes, but that really accentuated.
It like drew lines.
The lines.
They might as well have arrows being like, look at my neck.
Yeah.
So then we did that first very wisely. Jenny called that out. So because we got in a little bit earlier than everybody else. Mm-hmm. So then we went to the throne, immediately took pictures on the throne after that.
And because we were VIP,
very VIP,
we were able to get those pictures because a lot of people, I'm sure, weren't able to.
No.
Because then the queen sits there.
Yes. I think you could do them after, though. But it's like the whole thing, basically the whole event, it feels so slow. And then the end, everything is like on hyperspeed and then it's done.
Yeah.
And you can't even like process it. And I...
Well, and for ours, it was a little different because one of the dancers, I'm guessing they had COVID. They said they were sick. Mm-hmm. So they were going to leave the photo op areas open for the whole hour and a half.
Yeah.
And so the show was like shorter than usual.
So I think so we got in. Well, so now I'm skipping ahead. But yeah, basically, yeah, the show was abridged and we thought we had missed something, but I don't think we missed it. I think it just didn't happen because I believe... I don't want to call anybody out. I believe the male dancer was the one who was not there because the female dancer was there.
Yeah.
So then you go and then the queen was there later, but she wasn't there at first. So we got – Jenny got in line and I saw that the queen came in. And so what you do, especially if you want to be diamond, you have to present yourself to the queen. Mm-hmm. So I saw her in there and I was getting so nervous. And I'm glad I did it because if I had waited, we wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jenny, can you wait in line? Like, is it – like, we can both get out of line, but I have to present myself. And you're like, no, I don't care. Like, go ahead. So I went over. It was kind of like a cluster. Like, all these people, there was no line. It was just kind of all these – pushy ladies pushing their way to the front to present themselves to the queen. The lady in front of me is like, can you hold my stuff for me and film me doing it? And I did it. I was happy to do it for her. But the problem is when you, after you present yourself to the queen, you don't go back to where you were. You go out the side. So I'm just holding this strange lady stuff who I don't even know her name.
Yeah.
So I'm like struggling to put it down. And I had this whole moment in my head of me like going up to the queen.
I mean, she, listen, everyone, she has been practicing.
I did. I practiced for 2 weeks before.
Yes.
I looked in the mirror. I practiced in my outfit. I practiced in my heels. I practiced in my crown. I didn't even end up wearing the heels. And I like practice. Like, I'm very clumsy. So I have to like practice curtsying.
Yeah.
To the point, and I get really nervous. So like, so it's sense memory. So like I go up, I like panic. I put the stuff down. I'm like looking down. And I remember I kept hearing the lady, because there was like a lady whistle down who was live, who was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a British lady. And I remember she kept saying, you can get closer to the queen. So I like go up, I stop, and then I go up a little more. Then I like do my bow. I like, I did my like look down. I smiled at her and the queen did the like, I call it the Laomi clap. It's like the two finger like clap that you see in ballroom.
Yeah.
And she, so I got a clap from the queen and from her like lady in waiting as well. And I didn't see a lot of other people get that. So that made me feel special. And I remember somebody saying, oh, if you're going to be diamond, you get nominated for it and they let you know. So if that's true, I didn't get nominated, but I feel like that might have not been true.
Well, and also we were told to like make sure we talk to the top hat guy.
So there is a gentleman in a top hat who he came out to the garden and he was like, who's excited for the ball? And nobody said anything. And then Jenny and I like, I was like, okay, I'm in character. I can't be like, me. Like, so I like raised my hand.
Would you do that? Like,
So I like waved my fan at him and bowed and he's like, you two, and Jenny like acknowledged as well. He's like, you two get extra credit, which we did not. Or we possibly did. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So then we all present ourselves to the queen. And then I got back in line with Jenny. We got our pictures, and we'll pepper in more details later. And then they were like, oh, the show is starting. So Jenny and I probably got into the show 10 minutes after it started, because Jenny's like, oh, the wisteria is empty. Why don't we like go get a picture really quick? Because it's not going to be like this again, mm-hmm. very wisely. So we did that. We go in. We're VIP, so we have special seating. So we go up to our seats, but they're already dancing. And they're doing those like old timey Pride and Prejudice dances where you like dance down like a line of people and they put their hands up. And that was my dream.
Yeah.
But by the time like we could get even down there.
You look like you're about to cry.
I know. Sorry. No, I burped. By the time we even got down there, I knew like there's no point because like we wouldn't be able to go through because there's too many people in line.
I mean, so many of them didn't even get to do it.
No, maybe like 10 got to do the proper thing.
And Top Hat guy was in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kept being like, look at me, Top Hat man. Because they always say that whoever the Top Hat person is standing next to, that's who gets diamond. So everyone's like, make sure you stand next to him. And I was like, does he also choose? So I want to like impress him. Mm-hmm. So I just made sure to be very like regal all night. And like I was helping people. I mean, I would have helped people anyway. But I was like, I acted as I felt a diamond should have acted.
Uh-huh.
And I helped that lady with her drink and it ruined my whole thing.
Oh, no.
But I did get that. So we get up then. The seats were really nice. They were plush. We didn't use them very much, though, because there was... Well,
you're kind of far away from, like, the action.
Exactly. So the dance finished. Then we went down. And then immediately they're like, oh, we're going to announce... No, then there was, like, a dance. We danced in the middle. Then they said, oh, we're going to announce the diamond. So everyone goes to, like, the outskirts of the stage. I swear, the Top Hat guy was standing next to Jenny for a long time. And I
like, too, how Jasmine did not tell me at the time, because she's like, I will murder this woman if she is the diamond.
No, I was just so, like, confuddled. Like, in my head, it
confuddled.
Felt...
Confuddled? Is that a word?
No, I made that up.
I like it.
Confuddled. It seemed in my head like it was 5 full minutes. I think it was, like, 10 seconds he was standing next to you. But in my head, it stretched out for a really long time. And it was when we were moving back. And then, so we were in the very back of everybody. And then all the diamond people were standing around the outskirts. And the person who won, like, I was like, fair enough. Like, because I really wanted to win diamond. I was practicing, like, I had the eye of the tiger. But then right before, I was like, look, don't care so much because you're going to get disappointed. Like, just have fun. The person who did get it had a much better outfit than me, had really cool hair, mm-hmm. like a lilac mohawk shaved on the sides, like kind of dressed like in a men's style, but like lilac. It was really good, really well done. Very happy for them. Might be happier for me, but very happy for them. So I keep wondering, I'm like, I would have been jealous if you won, but like, I wouldn't have killed you. I would have been like, oh, like, I get it. Like, Jenny dressed really differently from everybody. Uh-huh. And I'm like, if not me, then her. And like, let's be honest, I couldn't be diamond. It wouldn't be fair to the others.
That's right.
Because they're like, she's too perfect. So then they got the diamond, and then they were literally like, and that's the ball. And then like all the people left, and then we got to dance for, I think, another 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and then it was over. So it started out as like songs you would recognize. It's like Bridgerton, songs you would recognize, but played like old timey.
Yeah.
Like with old, like orchestral instruments. And then after the queen left, then it was like just modern music, like modern dance music.
Mm-hmm.
It was very beautiful. Everything was decorated really well. I've seen a lot of videos where they do a performance, like dance. I think that's the thing they cut.
Yeah.
Because I thought we missed it.
Chandelier.
Yeah, with the chandelier. But then I'm very curious to know what it would be like if they didn't close off the rooms. Like, would we have been able to experience the show more? Because they would like usher you. You'd have to go into there.
Well, then I think, too, the people who were still in line for mm-hmm. stuff, I'm like, so a lot of people would not have been able mm-mm. to get a lot of those photo ops.
No, they wouldn't. Like, basically, if we went in on time, we would have only been able to do, I think, the one photo op and the queen one.
You know what I realized, too? You know how they really definitely, like, they took their time taking pictures of us? I wonder if that's not normal because they were like, well, we're telling them mm-hmm. that, you know, one of the performances isn't going to mm-hmm. happen. And like the photo ops are the main part. So mm-hmm. kind of I wonder if they were just taking extra time with people's pictures.
Yeah, I will say
then it was going to be open for the
exactly.
whole night.
The staff was amazing. Everyone was dressed up. Everyone was really nice. Everyone was in character. And they took like a bunch of really like any photo op. They took a lot of pictures of you. If you asked for video, they would take it for you.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, they know people mm-hmm. go to this for like
pictures. Yeah. But yeah, the staff was great. And then I saw one of the people who was like helping us with something dancing with the main lady dancer. Uh-huh. So I was like, that's what made me think, oh, I think the man dancer's sick. Not to allegedly.
Right.
Not
right,
to spread rumors. I don't know who it is. It could have been one of many dances. The queen was amazing. She just looked younger than me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's a very young queen. I would say all sorts of age diversity, like all diversity on every end, age diversity, like gender, oh, maybe not gender diversity. Most people were female presenting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say like 5% were male presenting.
Yes.
And a lot of the women who dressed male presenting, it was very feminized.
Yes.
Like very, like you, like, it, you know, you had a pearl bustier and a crown and makeup.
Yeah.
The person who won had like a very beautiful lilac floral print type situation. So let's see, let's go over details now. What was your favorite aspect of the evening or the afternoon?
I know. Well, the funny part was when we were dancing at the end, mm-hmm. I look around, I'm like, I feel like we're at a high school yep. dance and we were the chaperones because everyone who left, like they were a little older and mm-hmm. we were with the like 18-year-olds.
Yep. Yeah. There was one lady who was like a very sloppy drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she kept tripping and I was like, okay. She had a lovely outfit. I really liked, my favorite part of the whole evening was when I bowed to the queen and she gave me the little clap.
And I didn't get to witness
that. You didn't get
that.
To see it. No one got to see it except me. There's no video of it. I don't think, I'm going to assume she probably did that for everybody, but I didn't see her do it for anybody else. So I'm going to pretend it was just for me.
Okay.
Because I did a good job. Yes. I did a good job.
I believe you did.
My outfit was awesome. I did it. I did it.
She was like, this woman is glistening a little yes. too much.
I was so sweaty. Jenny luckily was like, you need to go to the bathroom and like dab off because you're...
Well, especially too, because Jasmine doesn't typically wear makeup. No. And so even the mascara was running under her eyes. Yeah. Like, Jasmine, you need to fix this.
And I wear like natural makeup too. So it really like yeah. runs. Because I don't like face makeup. It just bothers me. So it just runs. what was your favorite?
Well, I liked all of it. Mm-hmm. But I definitely liked dancing at the end just mm-hmm. because Jasmine knows I've been wanting to go dancing for so long. And so I had a little dancer high for those 15 minutes. Like, yes, I get to dance, not in my room.
This is great. Don't normally dance. Like, I don't like it. But for some reason, like, that type of dancing I will do all day. If I'm in a costume and I'm not myself, I can dance.
Interesting.
But if I'm myself, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, no, I'm Lady Spencer. Lady yes. Spencer, because my crown was a replica of Lady Diana Spencer's crown. So I made up a whole backstory that I was like her great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother in my, you know, my Spencer family tiara.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had a whole story.
I did not have a backstory at all.
Everyone had amazing outfits. I would say it was a lot of Selkie.
Yes.
But a lot of people did it really well. Like there was one person who had a Selkie dress, but she had like a gorgeous like Marie Antoinette wig mm-hmm. and like the highest silver sparkly shoes that were so cute that would have killed me mm-hmm. if I yeah. wore them. What were some others? I saw a lady with like a period accurate dress, but like flower applique at the bottom and it like got thicker as it went down. It was beautiful.
I like how you definitely paid more attention to people's outfits than mm-hmm. I did.
And I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, I just saw a room of ladies.
Yes.
In dresses. That is all I saw. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of estrogen in this room.
Like, I saw so many like beautiful, like just like people who just looked so happy. Like there were so many like bigger groups of people and they just looked like they were having the time of their lives.
I just want to know what everyone did afterwards or before. Like, did the party keep going? Because we got back and got into pajamas and went to In-N-Out.
Well, I looked at the bar we walked by and there was a lot of people in costume in the bar. And then we could have done the tea either before or after.
Yeah.
So probably a lot of people did the tea after. Mm. So they had a tea and it was an extra charge and it was designed to either – it was designed to be before your ball, but you could do it before or after. And it was in the same building in the beautiful – what do you call it? Like I think it's the tea room at Millennium Biltmore. But yeah, I just didn't do it because I was like, I don't want to waste money on like Jenny and I not eating. And it's like normally I would just eat your food, but I'm like, I don't even want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful. They decorated. It was decorated impeccably well. It was really well done.
When did it start? Like 2 months ago, maybe?
I think like April. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was just really well done. They really like tied it in well. It was a little better than Labyrinth Ball.
Just a little bit better.
I mean, they probably had more money though. And it's, you know, longer term than Labyrinth Ball is. Like the throne room, they had like art that like looked like real authentic, like paintings from like the 1800s and 1700s. And
I'm curious to know, because I didn't look up pictures of the other locations, like what venues they're using.
Yeah, I'm sure they pick like older venues purposely.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, yeah, the East Coast, they probably have stuff that's actually from that time period. Because the Millennium Biltmore, I think, was built in like the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. So like you could actually be in like someone's house from 1715. I don't know. Well, I guess that time period's like 1815. So some pilgrim houses. yes. The only thing that would have made it better if I was the diamond. And I would have been fine if you were the diamond. Like I would have been I would have been angry. Like I would have definitely been like
Jasmine.
Like a little, not miffed at you because you obviously didn't chose, but I'd be like, why?
She's not even wearing pants.
Yes.
She's wearing a jacket.
But like I said, as long as someone who I don't think is dressed not as good as me, like if someone who I thought was dressed like really like modern in a bad way, like really boring, I would have been really upset.
Yeah.
Or like I would have been fine if it was someone too that they were like older or like someone that you're like, oh, like they really deserved that.
Yes.
The person who won was so happy though. I think she started crying. Like she was really happy.
Oh, and you could tell when Top Hat guy was standing next to her and he was kind of like, okay, and she seemed so surprised. Like,
yes.
Me? Oh my gosh.
The Top Hat guy was really cool. He was very like, hello, I'm here. I have a top hat. Oh, and it was so cute. At one point when I was being presented to the queen, he like was like, oh, do you mind if like I go in front of you? And we all said, okay. And he had like an older woman with him and she was dressed up in like period authentic costume. And he was like escorting her like she was holding his arm. And he presented her to the queen. And I'm like, oh, she's going to be the diamond. But I don't know. Maybe she left early. It was funny that like after like all the actors left, you could stay for like an extra 15 minutes, but it made you seem like the ball was done.
Yeah.
So a lot of people left. I would say like 2/3 of the people left before it was even over.
Well, I was like, man, guys, don't you want to get your money's worth?
Yeah.
Like, you have a good 15 extra minutes in here.
We literally stayed till they kicked us out.
Yeah.
And then, and so we were VIP. So VIP means you get to get in a little early. I think we got in like 15 or 20 minutes early, which was good for the pictures because we got to do a lot of things really quickly. You get seats for the dance, which we didn't even use. We used for like 5 minutes. But I think if like they had the proper show, we would have sat and watched it there. Uh-huh. And then you got a free drink. And Jenny and I can't drink. So I went up to the bar and I was like, oh, I guess I'll just forfeit my drink. And I was like, I'm really thirsty. Let me see if like they'll give me a water. And I went up and I was like, hey, instead of a drink, like you get an alcoholic beverage. I'm like, can I just have a bottled water? And the lady just looked at me like, okay. And they like just gave Jenny and I water. I was like, okay, this is not – it was delicious water.
It was from Tuscany.
Tuscan water. It was fancy designer water. Because, yeah, the waters were $7 each and the cocktails were $14. And I'm like, this is not – does not seem correct.
No, not at all.
Like the drink should be more expensive. Water shouldn't be – like if water $7, then the drink should be like $30.
Yeah, because it's like if the water was $2, the drink is $4.
Exactly. And they had lots of shops. I did not look in because I would have bought stuff. They had Pat, I think
it's. We looked briefly.
Briefly, yeah. Pat McGrath, which is makeup. And then they had lots of diamond tiaras. Jenny and I were joking, like, Amazon probably had a huge influx of diamond tiara sales.
Yes.
And then they had fans. And then I saw a fan that looked like mine. I'm like, I hope they don't think I'm stealing this.
No.
And then they had, like, gloves. And then they had, like, Bridgerton stuff. I didn't really look.
Tea in different containers with characters on them.
Okay. I thought that was a candle. Okay, it was tea.
Oh, wait, maybe.
No, I think it was tea. It was definitely like a cylindrical type can, but there was something on top. And I thought that's a weird package for a candle. But I think that's why I think it was tea.
Okay.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The photo op that was the best one that had the longest line is the one with the clear pearls.
Mm-hmm.
That one was beautiful.
We have to make sure you stand like exactly in the right area.
You have to stand dead center because there's like just a little slit where they can see you. All the people we talked to were great. I almost said cast members. I always like get that befuddled look for them because I always ask the question that's like a little too deep that they weren't ready for.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like, we were waiting in line to take a picture on the Queen's throne. And there was like an attendant there who like, I heard talking to the person in front of us and he was like really on it. Like he was in character. And then I went up and my storyline of the night is I was blind because I didn't wear my glasses because I haven't worn contacts in a long time. And I just was like, I can't wear glasses. That's not, the diamond wouldn't wear glasses. So I went in and I was like, oh, I forgot my spectacles. So everyone's a gorgeous blur. And he just kind of looked at me for a moment. And he's like, oh, well, you need your glasses to read for the scavenger hunt. And I was like, I can read like this. And I held it like right up to my eyes. And only Jenny left.
He was like, I don't know what to say now.
He's like, I don't know what to do with
I don't
my
get
hands.
Paid enough yeah. to improv this
to
much.
To deal with this situation. There was a lady who was in front of me who was hardcore wanted to be the diamond.
Oh, yeah.
She was like asking, like she talked to him for so long, like was asking him so many questions. And he's like, okay, stand by the man in the top hat. Do this, do that. But he said like the actual person's name, like Lord something.
Yeah.
Do this, present yourself to the queen. So if you want to be diamond, if you want to do one of the experiences, this is what I think you have to do. Obviously, I didn't get it, so I can't tell you exactly. So make sure you're really chummy with the guy with the top hat, but don't be too eager. Present yourself to the queen. And most importantly, during the dances, stand in the center of the stage or the center of the dance floor, because you go off to the sides and the people to the closest to the edges go to the back. And if you're in the middle, you can go in the front. Mm-hmm. And I do wonder if I was in the front or you were in the front, how things would have gone.
I know.
They probably would have turned out the same, but I think maybe because I did see him standing behind you. But to be fair, the person who actually did get it was also very close to us. Uh-huh. So I just wonder, I'm like, did we really get that extra credit that he said we did? Or did we fail?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was just a beautiful. It was too short. That's my complaint.
It's very short.
It should have been like an hour longer.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been perfect. I think any longer would have been too long. I think an hour longer just to get all the pictures out of the way, mm-hmm. enjoy the ball, and then like the show, then like we would have been fully ready for the show.
Yeah.
And then do like at least like 45 minutes in the actual ballroom.
Yes.
Because that went by really fast.
Yeah. Suddenly I was like, it's done. All right.
And then how they present the diamond is beautiful. Like it rains glitter on her and it's just, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And
then they have to clean that up.
Oh yeah.
There for was the next show.
Like sweep, sweep, sweep. Most of the people there were in character. There were some like regular, like security people.
Yeah.
Cause there were some messy people. What are some of your favorite memories?
I mean, I feel like we already talked about
it. I know. I was like, I feel like there's not that much.
In that hour and a half, let's see what else.
Yeah.
I think we've gone over everything.
There was, a Lady Whistledown character who I thought was pre-recorded because she sounded a lot like Julie Andrews. But later she like came out and was like, I'm the voice of the event, blah, blah, blah. And it was like a British lady. Uh-huh. And that was really cool because they were saying comments as you were bowing to the queen, like, oh, the woman in the dress did. It was like Lady Whistledown, like commenting on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they said anything for me. I was just so in the zone, I couldn't hear anything. But I remember like in front of me, they're like, oh, the woman with the blue gown is most excellent. Or like, oh, you know, don't be afraid of the queen. You may get closer. She doesn't bite. So I that's why I went. And then I went a little more. But yeah, I got from her and her attendant.
Yeah.
So little finger claps. It was just, I would highly recommend it. If you're in any of the areas, I recommend. If the Bridgerton experience hears this and they want to send us to San Francisco and they want to give me the diamond to make up for their wrong, I will gladly go. I'm just saying, nobody did better than me.
That's right.
Overall, there are people who are dressed better. There are people who dance better. But
you were
overall,
fully committed.
I was committed. Did anyone else wear period authentic undergarments, except they, well, probably some people didn't wear any, so that was more period authentic. Don't feel like you have to wear like a period costume. People were wearing modern clothes. People were wearing short dresses. Like look nice.
Yeah.
People were wearing like Rococo dresses. People were wearing Victorian dresses. People were wearing fantasy gowns. Like there was everything. Mm-hmm. I would actually say, strangely, the men were the most period authentic.
Yes.
Like almost every man I saw was in the proper outfit. And I'm like, your lady made you do that. And you two do it in that outfit, don't you? Like that's her thing. And she bought that for you because you're
what
into
they did
it.
After the event. I get it. I get it.
Because I just realized that now. I'm like, they all had like really like nice costumes. I'm like, oh, it's like their little French maid outfit. and it was cool because around the, I almost said the stage, the dance floor, they had portraits and they would show the people's portraits through the night.
So my ugly mug was shown.
And it was on
everyone.
The biggest one.
Yeah.
Oh. And I liked it. Like it just really gave it some like atmosphere.
Yeah.
The music was beautiful. The lighting was beautiful. The actors were beautiful. You don't get to talk to the queen, unfortunately.
No.
Like she's very, but it's like real life. She's very distant. She did pick her diamond. She was wrong. But, you know, people are allowed to be wrong. I was thinking it would be a really interesting video for someone to go like in just like a plain dress and be like, OK, I have to buy 100% of my accessories from this event.
Yes.
And like complete and see how like dressed up you can get, because you can get basically all your accessories, fans, gloves, crowns. They had other jewels, necklaces. I'm sure there was more because we didn't go into every store. I think there was two and we only went into one because you were like, oh, let's go into that one. I said, listen, I don't want to waste my time. And then they have costumes from the show. They have a lot of costumes. And the actress who plays Daphne, she's very small.
Tiny.
Tiny. Like child size.
So tiny.
Because like you see like the people who are like supposedly like the more normal sized people and you're like, they're tiny.
Yeah.
Like the actress who plays Penelope, they're always like, oh, they treat her like she's so chubby. Like she's a normal sized person.
Yeah.
If you look at her costume, it's like maybe a 10.
Yeah.
Maybe a 10. Like everyone else's was like a -5. So tiny. They were all beautiful and they were like under special light and mm-hmm. Oh, and then you also get the Lady Whistledown Papers.
Yeah.
And it's a scavenger hunt. And it's like, so basically if you go, set your intention before you go because you can't do everything and you're going to get overwhelmed. So decide like, do you want to take pictures? Do you want to be the diamond? Do you want to dance? Do you want to do the scavenger hunt? Because you can maybe pick two, but I would suggest like focusing on the one. So like if I just focused on the diamond, I think I could have done it.
Maybe.
But it takes work.
They even say, okay, for here it says, for those attempting to win the favor of Her Majesty the Queen by being named Diamond of the Evening at approaching, oh my God, I can't read, at the approaching Queen's Ball, it would serve you well to shed your wallflower petals and participate in the evening. You would not want to be left behind simply because you hesitated.
We hesitated at the dance.
We were with the other wallflower.
I know. Dang it. But yeah, it was just really, and I don't think the presentation needed to be needed because I swear that guy was going to pick you and you didn't present yourself to the queen. I did.
I know. I was playing hard to get.
You were. I think they knew I wanted it too much. Last thoughts on the Bridgerton experience?
It was magical.
It was magical. Yeah, we're going to read the Lady Whistledown. They give you like a really good quality like Lady Whistledown paper. And apparently, yeah, there's a scavenger hunt. I don't know if anybody did it.
It says it right here.
They apparently like had to find clues. I didn't see anything that looked like a clue.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, wait. Sir Harris Thornby was the top hat guy,
right? Oh.
A word to the wise. If you are hopeful in being chosen as Diamond of the Evening, it would serve you well to find yourself in conversation with Sir Harris Thornby. As our reports, he has the Queen's ear. Need a topic? He is especially passionate about Parmesan iced cream.
What?
Why didn't I read this,
Jenny? And we'll try.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I should have gone up and talked about Parmesan ice cream. I just didn't want to seem too thirsty because I thought, oh, if I go up and talk to him, he's going to know, like, I want it because everyone said go talk to him. I didn't want it. But I wanted it too much, but not enough at the same time.
You know, reader. For all the lines yes. that we stood in.
Mm-hmm.
We had time to read this.
Oh, so much time.
Like 20 times.
20 times, and we did it. That's why. So everyone says you should go twice. So if you have the means, I recommend going twice. Which,
well, yeah, to another location, yes. Obviously. Yeah.
So for us, it's over. It's too late. But like if you're buying tickets to your event or this happens again, I recommend going twice. Or if you've gone before, you don't need to go twice. You know what's going to happen. But like it's just, you will have completely new stuff to do each time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only downside to a beautiful evening was I was robbed. But you know what? I'm marriage material. The men are already lining up.
You are rich in beauty.
Yes. And in money. they're all waiting in the basement. What's that? What's that, Mama? The gentlemen are waiting for me. Well, Jenny and I must make haste.
Make haste. Make haste.
Also, we love the movie Austin Land.
On the dance floor.
And we kept talking about that and being like, I look so skinny with my hand behind my back.
I love it so much.
I'm going to look great in one of those wench gowns. Also, do yourself a favor and watch Austin Land. It
Please.
Is the best movie
it's
ever.
It's currently streaming on, oh gosh, I can't remember where.
I own it, so I don't know.
Well, I own it on DVD, but my DVDs are under my bed. And I
think
just don't
feel it. Is it Hulu or Amazon?
It's one of those.
Check
right
all
now.
The streaming platforms.
It might
platforms.
Be Hulu right now. It keeps bouncing around.
I remember Austin is spelled like Jane Austen. It's not spelled like the city Austin. It's Austin Land.
Right.
And you can quote movies with us. So thank you for listening. I know this was a short episode, but it was a short ball. I'm sure we'll think of more stuff later. But let us know what if you went to the Bridgerton experience, did you enjoy it? Were you the diamond? What did you do to be diamond? If you know someone who was diamond, ask them what they think they did to be diamond.
Yes. And go on the 1313 Harbor mm-hmm. Instagram to see pictures of yes. us in our outfits.
Go on 1313 Harbor. Go on Jasmine Lajavardi. That's my personal one. JasmineLajavardi. Also, if you go to 1313.
Wow, she said that so fast.
I mean, I've been spelling it for 35
well,
years.
But they don't know. You got to say it slower for the audience.
True. Or if you go to 1313 Harbor, if you look at the caption. It's you can I'm tagged there. Okay. So you can find me. Or go to what's your it's Jenny Ray.
Jenny Ray Gibson.
Jenny Ray
name.
Gibson. Well, I didn't know it was just Jenny Ray.
JenyRaeGibson.
So she will have some content as well. Or just type in Bridgerton experience. Like so it's so many people have posted about it. It's a beautiful
We're very
event.
Late in the game, but
so late.
Yeah.
So late, but so worth it.
Yes.
So gentle no, dear reader, there's much gossip to be had, but I must retire now.
Julie Andrews, is that you?
Hello. Julie Andrews. And please use the hashtag Jasmine was robbed of diamond Bridgerton experience.
Put that on everyone's post that you see under the Bridgerton experience hashtag.
Until we get them to come back and name me as diamond.
Yes.
And on that note, to all who come to this magical, happy podcast,
welcome.